Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We're in Acts chapter 17. Listen to what it says. Now, while Paul was waiting for them at Athens, his spirit was provoked within him as he saw that the city was full of idols. So he reasoned in the synagogues. Note this, Paul's worldview moved him from seeing to feeling to action. If you would have asked Paul why he went to the synagogues, why he debated philosophy and religion, he wouldn't have answered by saying, "Well, I just really enjoy a good debate and argument." He would have answered, "Because God is not being worshiped as he ought. And the only way people can worship God as he deserves is if they know the truth about who he is and his son." In other words, Paul knew why he did what he did. There was a proper motivation for it. He didn't participate in this particular ministry so that he would be able to check off a list and say, "Well, I've done my Christian duty for the week." There was a central core concern for the exaltation of Jesus, and this ministry flowed naturally out of Paul's life. He didn't throw up his hands in despair. He didn't weep endlessly. He acted intentionally. He went to work. And I want you to notice how intentional Paul was with his approach. If you compare the sermon to other sermons that Paul preaches in the synagogue, you'll notice a huge difference in the approach. He preaches the same message, but with a different approach. So for instance, in Thessalonica, Paul reasoned with them from the scriptures, explaining and proving that Jesus was the Christ. He would read and explain an Old Testament passage and then lay those beside the events in the life of Jesus, showing that Jesus was the Savior that the Old Testament had been speaking of. But when Paul preaches in the marketplace and to the philosopher in Athens, he doesn't really begin with scriptures because they don't necessarily know the scriptures. In fact, when Paul does preach Jesus and the resurrection, the folks in Athens thinks that he's speaking of two different deities. They think Paul is a joke, but they're intrigued enough to hear him again. And when he preaches again to them, he appeals to the God who creates and sustains and saves. But here's what I want you to see mainly. Since God is big and people were small, since Paul's fear of God was greater than his fear of man, since he's more concerned and diligent about being influenced by God than by man, then Paul could see reality more clearly. He could feel more deeply. And as a result, he acted more intentionally for God's glory and the people's good. The Bible's a great book because it is action-packed. People that are acting intentionally because they had a big view of God and they could see reality clearly and they were moved deeply. David says, "How dare you defy the God of Israel, the Lord of hosts," and then proceeds to action. Moses, whose worldview we get to watch undergo a change from a big view of Pharaoh to a big view of God, is stirred to action and he says, "Let my people go." Joshua is stirred to action because of the promises of a big God. And we're praying that you are stirred day by day by this same God. When you pray today, please remember Tommy Rose and his family, our missionaries in Mexico. Also, remember the Mompruly broadcast heard in Ghana.